Here we have the confluence of two of my favorite topics. We have the whole TradCon grift influencer, and then we have Lauren Southern, who is the archetypal. She is the progenitor of this entire meme. Now she's trying to run it back. Now she's trying to change her image. What makes us even more insufferable? The people holding her up and then her also throwing her child under the bus in order to get some social media points. Like, it's absolutely insufferable. But Lauren Southern, how my trad life turned toxic. Oh, really? There's some interesting quotes in here. We're not going to read all 13 minutes of this stuff. P.U. Rather pick out my pubic hair with tweezers dipped in vinegar. But there's some interesting points brought up in this. And by interesting, I mean, why is anybody going to take one of these trad thoughts seriously moving forward, knowing that this is the ultimate conclusion of their story of self-discovery? The online ideology doesn't work in the real world. Really? Really? Okay, is it the idea of being the stay-at-home wife, of being the stay-at-home mom for a husband, a father who's going to be a provider for the family? Or is the subject on display the real problem with this? Let's just hear the apologia before we end up getting into some of the topics, okay? I have no idea who this guy is, okay? Be her leader. But these are the same type of people that are out there that never, ever, ever want to blame women for anything that's wrong in these scenarios. It's always guys. It's always the guy's fault in this situation. Which, yeah, I can sympathize with some of the points here, okay? Every marriage problem is ultimately a masculinity problem because men lead. Yeah, but here's something that you probably heard. If you opine about masculinity problems in marriage, you can't out alpha the state. If you wife up a trifling 304, she always has the law on her side. She has crocodile tears that can be shed in order to get a favorable outcome in the family courts. We have seen that time and time again. But every marriage problem is a masculinity problem. Tell that to Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Tell that to every other high-profile example. Tell that to Brad Pitt and Angelina. Is it always the masculinity problem? Is it always the man's problem? Or are these women who are of legal age, who can vote, who can drink, who can smoke cigarettes, who can drive a vehicle, are they also responsible for their own decisions? All right, can we go ahead and find some middle ground here? If I ever disagreed with him in any capacity, he'd just disappear for days at a time. Yeah, I'd imagine it's probably just that simple. If we had a little disagreement, I couldn't imagine, you know, Lauren Southern, who you can go check out all of her interactions online. She just always seemed like the most peachy keen individual who would never, ever, ever become hysterical or overly emotional in a confrontation. No, no, no. She was just simply the doting housewife going, oh, if he ever disagreed with me, he would just do the masculine thing, knowing that there would only be one responsible conclusion to this altercation, and it would be for him to remove himself from the situation. But you're going to call that weak. I'm also going to call that the smart thing to do, given the fact that 911 is a simple phone call away, and oh yes, mandatory arrest laws, and the fact that the moment that police officers see a crying woman, their IQ drops precipitously. This is as absurd as revisionist history propagated by an out-and-out right-leaning feminist. Whenever I would do something, he would say, I'm going to divorce you, effeminate. Yeah, whenever I wouldn't do something, he would say, I'm going to divorce you. No, it's probably because you were dead weight. It's probably because you weren't fulfilling your half of the conversation, or I'm sorry, of the relationship. Rather, you thought that I could just go ahead and I could have this trad life experience. I could just be the stay-at-home mom and I wouldn't have to do anything to hold up my end of the bargain because I have the power of the government on my side. And I'm sure that was the first thing that would happen. Whenever I wouldn't do something, it's not clearly her being hysterical or her breaking out the histrionics. No, couldn't possibly be the case, but it's effeminate. All you do is sit around and take care of the baby and do chores. Again, there you have the all or nothing description. All you do is sit around and take care of the baby and do chores. Whiny. He was so much kinder, sweet, and more pursuant of me when I was the boss babe traveling the world working. Is that you reframing the relationship with certain hindsight in place? Was that you romanticizing the courtship period? I'm just wondering, careerist. Yeah, see, that's a problem right there. Kept demanding I contribute more financially. Which, given the fact that you want to frame all of this stuff around, I was being controlled in my relationship. Anything that you want to go ahead and immediately jump to the money situation? I don't know, man. I don't want to lump all of this stuff on you as opposed to lumping all of the stuff on him like you're trying to do. I'm going to say, like is always the case, there's three sides to every story. Yours, mine, and the truth. But also understanding Lauren Southern's history, I've got to side with Pearl. Once again, single mothers have a tendency to care about their children. Why wouldn't it be a good idea to do an article trashing your ex when the child's involved? Her son will one day grow up and read it. If women cared about their kids, they would walk away from the marriage, take the L, and move on instead of defaming them publicly. And maybe she's just a liar. As many excerpts as we've got before from this Be Her Leader, this male feminist that's out there. Let's just go in here straight from the horse's ass. Does promoting marriage and motherhood inevitably make women easy targets for a subordinate status, increased vulnerability, and return to a second-class status? Oh my god, talk about poisoning the well off rip. One of the very first columns I wrote at Unheard back in 2019 describes how, for me, becoming a mum meant giving up a great deal of the liberal ideology I'd embraced when younger. Yeah, well, unironically, use facts don't care about your feelings. Because guess what? There's somebody else now involved in this situation, and it's a kid, and you're responsible for him. So yeah, your whims, wishes, desires, and dreams had better be taken care of before you bring somebody else into the world that you're responsible for. So yeah, this just continues to meander on all about herself until we pick this up. Southern's story might easily serve as a cautionary tale for how socially conservative talking points can lead women into danger. Friggin' believable. For where I lost my 20s to commune life and niche sexual. What the hell? She left media at 22 to embrace a socially conservative template for women. After years of putting herself all over social media, publicly showing the rest of the world how masculinized she had actually become. But yeah, okay, cool. Though Southern story reveals there's plenty of scope for toxicity, I'd rather that purist ideologies as such map at best uneasily onto practical realities of life as a woman. And especially as a mother. Yeah, it's almost like you want the mother part as a description, as a little badge for valor, and less about the responsibilities there within, but I'll continue. Southern was perhaps the most telegenic figure in the brash, young, and very online alt-right movement which emerged in the 2010s. Very strange. Like, there's a lot to glean just simply from that winning statement right there. Okay, yeah, okay. Southern was the it girl. I could think of the three top big names that were coming out during that time. You obviously had Lauren. Blonde-haired, blue eyes, 20-something. Yeah, of course she was gonna get seen, okay? You had roaming millennial Lauren Chen at the time, who is cut from a similar cloth, and Candace Owens, okay, red pill black. They were all basically doing the exact same stuff at the exact same time, catering to different demographics. There was a lot of overlap between Chen and Southern for very obvious simp-related reasons. But while Candace has probably been the one to fare the best out of the situation, because Chen never really ascended to those same high and lofty levels, she just kind of maintained a general level of middling fame, which is fine. I also think that she's the least impactful. Something else to gleam on that, Southern, outside of her associations with Milo, Baked Alaska, and all of those guys from the early 2000s, would normally scoff at the idea that she was alt-right, but now she wants to go ahead and adopt that because she wants to go ahead and throw her past under the bus. Interesting. Abruptly, she disappeared in 2019 to embrace marriage and motherhood. No, it's mostly because her star was kind of waning and everybody could kind of see that she was just looking to do a quick pivot, and yeah, her authenticity was getting pulled into question time and time again. But yes, to embrace marriage and motherhood in her husband's home country of Australia. She was, it seemed, all set to embrace the nurturing feminine domestic role promoted by right-wing traditionalists. Yeah, nobody forced her to go do that. That was her own decision. Idealized by tradwife influencers and criticized by progressives as dangerous and stupid. 4 years later, though, Southern caused a new round of shockwaves, this time with a video recounting what happened next, the breakdown of her abusive marriage. Yeah, really, was it? Her return to Canada as a single mother and a stint living hand-to-mouth in a cabin in the woods. Oh, save me the crocodile tears. When that video came out last year, the year before, more holes in her story than a block of Swiss cheese. Southern has attracted vitriolic criticism from the right, yeah, because everybody who was calling her out as a grifter pre-2019 were vindicated for speaking openly about the trad wife. Went wrong for her. Now, it's almost like she went wrong, as you'll see with some of her statements. I'm not worried about saying the things I'm saying right now that getting me so attacked online, because I've dealt with this with South Africa. I've dealt with this with mass immigration. I've dealt with the critiques of feminism. Yeah, it's pretty easy to critique something that you embrace so wholeheartedly. And every single one turned out, oh, maybe she was on to something. No, you were just parroting more successful male counterparts, and because you had a decent rack and long blonde hair, people were simping and paying attention to you. She tells me she knows many other women still suffering in unhappy trad life marriages. It's so funny, right? Because in a couple of her return to the internet, I'm going to be a centrist, or how the right wing completely and totally abandoned me in my time of need, all of her sob story videos, said that she was cut off from the rest of her friends, so now she's just making up people. Okay. One of her WhatsApp groups, she says, it's like an underground railroad for women in the conservative movement. Oh my God. Some of these are prominent media figures. There's a lot of influencers who are not in good relationships, who are still portraying happy marriage publicly and bashing people for not being married while being in horrendous relationships. She hopes that speaking out, she can reassure all of these women who are thinking in their heads, I'm uniquely terrible and I'm uniquely making a mistake, that no, something is more generally amiss. It's like an underground railroad for women. She's comparing being a stay-at-home mom to being a slave. Wow. Then is amiss in her view. It's not that conservatism as such is fundamentally mistaken, or that the complementary sex roles are unworkable. The online trad life ideology has distilled a version of these roles that's both rigid and wildly oversimplified. Why isn't she saying this specifically, and instead is just blaming everybody else for her own failings? I'm just wondering. How then does Southern get from posting videos titled Why I'm Not a Feminist to defending women's sex-specific interests within a family life? This is, after all, not a million miles from what used to be called feminism. But let's talk about the horrors of her life. If I ever disagreed with him in any capacity, he just disappeared for days at a time. I remember, so this was during 2020 in Australia, when you weren't allowed to go not but a couple of blocks away from your house. Sure thing. I remember there were nights where he'd call me worthless and pathetic, and then get into this car and leave. Well, were you worthless? Were you pathetic? What else was leading up to those conversations? Because I think you're leaving some stuff out. But she didn't see them. Thanks to the simplified anti-feminist ideology, she's absorbed and promoted. See, it's never her fault. It's everybody else's fault. I had this delusional view of relationships that only women could be the ones to make or break them, and that men can do no wrong. So now I've just completely and totally flipped this on its head. Because now I can sell the whole reformed conservative turned feminist, because I've seen the seedy underbelly of the right wing, the same talking points that she's been peddling over the past couple of years. Oh, okay, cool. But now, because she has a personal sob story that you can't refute because single mothers run the world, now it becomes a little bit more palatable, as opposed to, you know, when she was trying to throw all of conservative media under the bus and everybody else had receipts going, well, actually, she wasn't doing her job. It's very interesting. He'd lock me out of the house, I'm sure. I remember having to knock on the neighbor's door on rainy nights. Oh my, can you make this any more dramatic? Because he'd get upset and drive off without unlocking the house. Oh, okay, right. It was very strange to go from being this public figure on stage with people clapping to the girl crying, knocking on someone's door with no home to get into, being abandoned with a baby. Oh my God. I used to get all this attention, and now I gotta make up stories in order to get the same amount of attention. Holy shit, bro. Whenever I wouldn't do something, he would say, I'm going to divorce you. So I felt like I had no other option. She assented. Yeah, but if you're going to get divorced from somebody who's locking you out of the house, is it really that bad? She also insisted that she would publicly quit work. Oh, she insisted she should publicly quit work. Publicly quit work. Okay, cool. Meaning that you could still do other things as well. His work required high level of government security clearance. Yeah, because we've also heard his story. Shout out Rolo Tomasi for doing a very in-depth investigation because he's been in communication with Lauren Southern's ex-husband, and he tells a very different tale. Not like I'm going to take everything that he says at face value, and I'm definitely not going to take everything that Lauren says at face value, because I would imagine there's probably some truth to be found in the middle. But yeah, he needed a government security clearance, and he couldn't have somebody who was going to be a liability preventing him from moving up in the government. He really wanted to get back into his old work, and when Southern was a hardcore liability, the pressure was on. It was like, Lauren, you gotta hire lawyers, you gotta disavow everything, you've gotta never talk publicly again. Yeah, I don't know about that, because your past can always be brought back, and if you do disavow everything, so color me a bit skeptical. So in 2019, she announced that she was leaving media and activism altogether. Yeah, and nobody cared. They were like, deuces, you're already irrelevant right now. I believed I had a certain role in my relationship, and as being more submissive one for my support, my husband's dreams. Yeah, and again, just go back to 2019, she was hitting a wall. Now she's just bracing for the one that she's about to hit in a couple years' time. But yo, this is the kicker right here. Then thousands of miles from friends and family, she reports becoming the closest thing to a modern day Western slave. Oh my God. How can you take anything that she says seriously moving forward with no income of her own? It was your husband just sitting on a pile of cash. Like, is that what we're doing here? She has no income of her own. She had to do everything. The lawns, the house, the cooking, the baby care, his university homework. I didn't know anymore. I didn't have any support. There was no help changing diapers. There was no help waking up in the night with the baby. I still have to get up. I still have to make breakfast before work. I'd be shaking and nervous for fear I'm going to get yelled at. Oh my God. Then he'd berate her for spending all her time on tasks other than earning money. I was told daily that I was worthless, pathetic, dead weight. All you do is sit around, take care of the baby, and do chores. When COVID shut down, the real world, public life, or situation became hell on earth. It was, she said, the only time in my life where I idealized the dying. Oh my God, be more dramatic, seriously. Instead, because the lockdown, claustrophobia, blah, blah, blah. Yo, there's only so much of this drivel I can take. There's only one reason that she has to come back and continue to spin these tales. Like, look at how long this crap is. And if you've seen what she's done recently, you'll understand that she is just simply on to a new grift. She have an abusive relationship? Don't know. It could have been bad. It could have been as bad as she's saying. But we've also seen her work. We've also seen what she's been up to. We know that she's a con artist. We've seen her play footsie with idiots online trying to hop and fleece a new group of simps. Remember when she was palling around getting reamed out by Destiny? Yeah, exactly. This is the type of person that we're dealing with here. This right here serves as the starkest example, the number one reason why wifing up somebody who has achieved a level of fame like Lauren Southern did is never, ever, ever a smart decision. So with all that said, thank you all very much for the gift of your time. I've been Don Consuelo. I want you to follow your gut and get after it. Take care, everyone.